When you start investing in stocks, you seek investment advice. When you seek investment advice, you go to the internet. When you go to the internet, you start believing all the wacky correlations spouted by armchair analysts.
Sell, 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 sell.
When you start believing those wacky correlations, you start buying and selling stocks based on butter production in Bangladesh. When you start buying and selling stocks based on butter production in Bangladesh, you offend your lactose intolerant girlfriend, who in turn moves out. When your girlfriend moves out, you can't afford rent on your own because all your money is tied up in the stock market. When you can't afford rent on your own, you become homeless and alone.
Thank you.
Don't become homeless and alone. Get rid of financial advice from armchair analysts and upgrade to Money Talks.
This is Money Talks.
That internet is a scary place, fellas.
What?
To tell you. That's where it started. Do you not listen to our music? Said if you listen to
all heard
information,
was Bangladesh.
Bangladesh.
That's another big
so,
word, Jared.
Alan, what are you racking up today?
You know, I've been teaching my kids some, what do they call it these days? ELA? I don't even know what that stands for. But
I'm not sure.
I thought you were talking about ELO, Electric Light Orchestra.
Yeah, that was a
now you're getting a little
hit
bit,
band from, what's it, 70s or so?
Yeah.
It's time for a mid-year financial checkup, and you guys are going to step us through what that might mean. Am I correct in assuming so?
Absolutely. Well, being mid-year, it is about that time. And frankly, a lot of folks tend to, you know, during tax season, which typically happens in the first quarter, most people are inundated with finances and tend to be engulfed with that process then. And so, you know, they'll do a rebalance then or make adjustments where necessary with their finances during that time. And then it just seems that, you know, once tax season's over, at least the first part of it, they let it go. And then, you know, their accounts start to go in different directions depending on the performance of the market. And it's very difficult to just, you know, let it ride and not pay very good attention to, you know, what's going on with the investments while you're on vacation, frankly, is where I'm going with this. And during the summer months, we tend to see a lot of inactivity from our clients. And so, you know, when that happens, that is when we recommend that if they're not on vacation and doing, you know, things with their kids while they're out of school, that they actually do revisit some of this in case maybe like quarterly checkups, things like that. We try and connect with clients and make sure that things are still on track as we had put them on track earlier in the year. And so, yeah, it's ideal, we believe, to do this during this time because of it being a downtime. Things at the end of the year, you tend to get very busy. And with the beginning of the year, you got tax season. And so this is something to keep an eye on during the middle of the year when there's not maybe as much going on from a financial perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a big part of that is keeping taxes in mind. I mean, you know, our CPAs around here like to say that it's much, much easier to do your tax planning during the tax year than after the first, when you're scrambling around, you know, trying to go back and, you know, when you can still make retirement plan contributions, you can adjust your 401k, the amount that you're contributing. You can look at your tax withholding situation, kind of, you know, get your CPA to run you a tax estimate to kind of figure out where you are for the year. All those things that can be done easily during this time. As Jarrett mentioned, when it's a little bit slower, summertime, there's usually a little bit more time to kind of prepare for those things and more time to make adjustments if you need to. So that's really the biggest thing we wanted to get across, was just taking a look at what your tax situation looks like, what your retirement plans, you know, any accounts that you can fund before the end of the year, and you can start doing that. You should have a pretty good idea of what your budget looks like, what your income might be,
mm-hmm.
all those things that you get halfway through the year that are starting to become a little bit clearer. Insurance needs, you know, a lot of things that can be done while you're, you know, even sitting by the beach watching your kids.
I was going to say, should you do this before or after you go on vacation? Because if you plan before vacation, it seems to me like you might not even go.
Or you might enjoy it more if you get it out of the way, you know. But,
yeah.
I mean, to let you in on a little secret here, I mean, because it tends to be that people are not as active with their finances during these summer months like this, well, what does that mean for us? Well, things are a little slower around here, too.
Sure,
not to say that there's not much going on, but at the end of the day, I mean, if you really want, you know, because, I mean, I would imagine you're only going on vacation for a week or two out of the entire summer.
Yeah.
So there's presumably quite a few other weeks in which you'd have to address some of this stuff with your financial planner or advisor. And frankly, I would think that most advisors are in the same boat as us as far as that's concerned. And so, you know, if you want to get a little more time from your advisor, if, you know, not that they're cutting it short on you, but if you think you might want to dive into some of this in the summer months, then I think it'd be a great time to do so because there's not a lot of people doing it.
And even if you have, you know, run plans, or if you've looked at, created a budget and say, I expect to save X amount, you know, by the end of the year, well, just go back and take a look. Are you on track to do that? If not, let's see if we can make adjustments to get you where you need to be. Or maybe we just need to revise the plan to show either a reduced or an increased amount of savings or income, or whatever the, you know, whatever goals maybe you've had at the beginning of the year have changed. I mean, I personally like to use July 1 as sort of a new year's, you know. It's like all those resolutions that you set on January 1 have probably gone by the wayside, so here's your opportunity to kind of do it again.
That's right.
Get a fresh start on things. So
there you go. So what do you think about the portfolio? Do you review the portfolio as well?
Absolutely.
I know it's not something that you guys talk a lot about, but
yeah.
I've been harping on everybody with the market conditions as they are, and I've always talked about in the last few weeks, it looks a little expensive. It's probably a good time to go ahead and rebalance that portfolio
yep.
while you're at it.
Rebalance. I mean, it's a great time to take liquidity if you need to have money for your, what we say is the 10-year rule. But,
yeah.
you know, if you're going to need money from the portfolio in the near term.
Yeah, spending
needs,
right?
Exactly.
Well,
so markets had a good point to do that.
Exactly, especially now. But even if that weren't the case and the markets were down a little bit, it still would be an opportunity to maybe harvest some losses,
yep.
take some gains that you had, or offset some gains that you had taken earlier. Earlier in the year, rather.
Yeah, there's no rule that says you have to harvest losses at the end of the year. If you get
right.
a pullback during the year, you can take losses then and just, you know, buy your investments back after 31 days to avoid a wash sale. So then you're in good shape from that standpoint. So
yeah.
a lot
yeah.
of considerations.
Oh, yeah. And why not spend some time, like you said, Jarrett. I know around here you don't see near as many clients walking in as you do toward
right.
the end of the year, or definitely during tax season. So
mm-hmm.
Take the opportunity if you want to catch up with your financial planner, especially if it's as charming as Casey or Jared. I mean,
and
how in the world could you not?
It's been pretty good golfing weather, so, you know, give
yeah.
us a call. We'll go
That's
play golf.
Right. We can discuss all this on the course. You know, we don't have to be at a table.
If you can get around in between rainstorms around here,
True.
It's been
yeah.
pretty tough. Well, guys, let's take another quick break. We'll be back with some answers to your financial questions coming right up. Stick around. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. You're listening to Money Talks.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.